PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the word vigor.
When we last saw Word Girl, she had hurt her father's feelings, broken off her partnership with Captain Huggy Face, and walked off without finishing her punishment chores. Word Girl had just started training under a new superhero named Miss Power, a mysterious alien with a mysterious ploy. She encouraged Word Girl to be harsher to her foes. So, was it a coincidence that Word Girl started acting funny at the same time she started training with Miss Power? Yeah, right.
So, my mom and Captain Huggy Face think that you've been bullying people, and now they think that I'm bullying people too.
That's ridiculous. Look, I know they mean well, but if anything, the villains are the ones doing the bullying, not us.
Right, thank you. That's exactly what I said.
We're the good guys.
Yeah.
Fighting bad guys.
Yeah!
And we're the ones with all the power.
Right.
So we get to do whatever we want, however we want, to whomever we want.
That's not really...
Help! Someone's robbing the... never mind.
No, wait! What was that about someone robbing something?
Please don't yell at me.
I'm not going to yell at you.
But I am. If you don't stop whimpering and tell me right now what's going on.
What are you doing?
Getting information. What does it look like? Now spill it!
Someone's robbing the jewelry store! Please put me down. And you.
Next time, tell us quicker.
Help! Someone grabbed my sweatshirt!
Man, that guy is annoying.
Maybe, but he's also kind of helpful. And anyway, you can't just go around...
Come on, Word Girl, we've got a crime to stop. Power up and away! Come on, hurry it up!
Let me guess. Stealing jewels to pay for your latest evil cheese-themed creation?
On the mouse's nose, kiddo.
Why don't you just use the jewels to buy cheese? You think someone with an extra brain would be a little smarter.
So how's it feel, Word Girl, huh? You learning all her bullying tricks?
No, she doesn't have any bullying tricks. We're the good guys. It's like she says, you're the villain.
Uh-huh. Enjoys bullying people. Got it.
I do not enjoy bullying people. I mean, I do not bully people.
Oh, no? Then why do you deny it with such vigor?
Vigor?
Yeah, it means with great strength or intensity. So when I yell, I do not bully people, I'm yelling with vigor.
Ooh, vigor, strength, power, I like that.
Yeah, you would.
Don't listen to this guy, he's not even a real villain.
Not even, what? Not a real villain? Ha 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 ha! How's that for an evil laugh? Not only am I the real deal, sister, I'm the most dangerous villain in the whole city.
You? Please. You're not even in the top 10.
You have no idea.
Really? I have no idea. Well, tell me, Mouse Brains, how successful is this ploy so far? Huh?
All right, I'm captured. You made your point. You don't have to be so harsh. That's enough.
Enough? I'm just getting started. In fact, I'm going to make it my personal mission to make sure that you never get to eat another piece of cheese again.
No.
What?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, I can and I will. You and cheese, done. Finished. Finito.
Please. Please, no!
Okay, I think you're being a little mean, you know? Maybe taking this too far?
Too far? He's a criminal! There's no such thing as too far!
No, you see, it's...
Don't you have somewhere else to be?
Are you serious? We saved your precious little store. You should be thanking us.
Oh, no, don't worry about him. He can be a little cranky.
That's only because you let him. Me? Not so much.
Hey! Put me down!
Wait! What are you doing? He's just a regular citizen. You can't just...
Too late. Already did.
Power up! Hey!
So, why is Reginald tied up like a criminal?
Well, because he's rude.
Yes. See, being rude isn't actually a crime. If it were, we'd send you to jail.
No one talks to me the way he did and gets away with it.
Listen, lady. You're going to let Reginald go.
Listen, Bosford, you better watch the way you talk to me.
Or what?
You'll have to deal with Miss Powell and Word Girl.
Wait, I never said...
You know what, Word Girl? I'm really disappointed in you because I know that you're a better person than this.
All right, enough of this garbage. You see, people like the Spotsford lady are the problem. They don't understand that you and I have the power. So that means we're always right.
No, we're not. In fact, sometimes we're completely wrong.
Excuse me?
Just because we have power doesn't mean we get to use it any way we want.
Hello? That's exactly what it means.
No, it doesn't.
Well, since you put it like that... How dare you question me?
I trained you! I'm Miss Power!
Before me, you had a ton of trouble with all these second-rate villains.
I encouraged you. I listened to your boring stories. I taught you how to be a decent superhero.
Without me, you were nothing.
And together, you and I were going to rule this planet in an awesome, we get to do whatever we want kind of way.
What? There's no way I'd ever do anything like that. Ever!
Yeah, well, I see that now. Looks like you were nothing but a waste of my time. Thought I could get you to team up with me. But, oh well.
Guess I'll just have to take over this planet myself.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ha! Like you're gonna stop me. You are nothing special. Just a silly little girl in a costume. You don't deserve to wear this.
You see that, everyone? Word Girl is done. Finished. Defeated. Miss Power rules!
Huggy!
Yeah, I'm the best. Say who's the best said I'm the best. Yeah! And just in case there's any doubt whatsoever, I think it's time to bring Word Girl to jail. Why, that little sneak.
Thanks for coming back to save me. I'm really sorry. I should have never treated you that way. Oh. I know. It was like I was a different person. Mean, harsh, and I thought everyone else was wrong. So what do I do now? No, I can't. I can't go home. I don't think I could face Mom and Dad. Not after how I treated them.
I encourage you to go home and see your folks. Trust me. They love you. Unconditionally.
Hello? Anybody home?
Becky!
Sweetheart!
Oh.
Oh!
Mom? Dad? I know I said a lot of harsh things, and I wish I could take them back, but I can't. All I can say is that I'm really, really, really sorry. Can you forgive me?
Oh, honey, of course we can.
We were just so surprised. It was so unlike you.
Came out of nowhere. Blam!
Yeah, we've come to expect better of you. You've always treated others with respect.
But we knew you'd do the right thing and apologize. We love you, honey.
Thanks. I love you, too.
Hug, 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 hug. But don't get us wrong, you're still in trouble.
Big time.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping we could forget all that.
Yeah, not a chance.
Oh, I can't tell you how much better I feel. I've almost got my old vigor back.
Hello?
Miss Power?
Time to go to jail, District Attorney Botsford.
Jail? But on what charge?
Disagreeing with me. What? Now let's go.
What? You're not just harsh, lady. You're out of control.
Wrong. You need to be taught a lesson about who's really in charge. Me.
Hun! Hun! Time to spring into action. TJ.
Yes, sir.
Go around the house and collect these things.
Yes, sir.
And now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to put on my danger pants. Boop, doop, boop, boop, Tim Botsford.
Come on, Bob. I think it's time we taught Miss Power a lesson. Yeah, I know she's more powerful than me. Hey, look, if you're trying to encourage me, you're not doing a great job. Wait, where are we going? Bob?
Miss Power's ploy revealed? Mrs. Botsford captured? Bob dragging Becky somewhere we hope is important? I vigorously encourage you to join us in a few minutes for the exciting, monumental, final showdown in yet another thrilling episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is dangle. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead, Tommy.
Dangle means to hang loosely and sway back and forth.
That's correct.
In that last clip, Word Girl zoomed in, tied up Dr. Two Brains, and left him dangling from the ceiling.
She sure did. Okay, Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show Tommy what he's won. An official Word Girl super-sized dictionary.
Like I need that. I'm a walking dictionary. Allow me to demonstrate. Strenuous, requiring great energy or effort. Bewilder, to puzzle or confuse. Perspire, to...
Boy, you sure do know a lot of words, so I'm sure you also know what farewell means.
But I didn't finish.
No, you didn't. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Hey, kids, today's featured word is ploy. When we last saw the Botsfords, they had just seen Miss Power take Mrs. Botsford away. To jail! Mr. Botsford and TJ immediately set a plan in motion to free Mrs. Botsford. While Bob seems to have a plan of his own, we hope.
What do you mean I'm not ready to face Miss Power yet? We have no choice. Patience? My mother is in jail! What is that? Super advanced secret battle moves of the planet Lexicon? What? How long have you known about this? This could have been useful, like, years ago. Oh, well, that's nice of you to say.
Mind translating that?
Oh, yeah, he thought I was doing all right on my own. Now that's encouraging. All right, then let's hurry up and start training.
Citizens of planet Earth, guess what? Someone new is in charge. Me.
Hey, what if we don't want you?
You get to go to jail.
Hey!
You guys aren't really smart enough to be running things on your own. You need a new leader. And guess who that is? I nominate me.
We don't need a new leader. We have Word Girl. She can stop you.
No, she can't. I defeated Word Girl, and now this planet is mine. And if you don't like that, well, there's a nice cozy jail cell for you. Just ask District Attorney Botsford.
Okay, everybody. Here's the thing. We are in a prison. And there's no way that I'm spending the rest of my life here because some power-hungry alien decides she wants to take over the Earth.
Yeah, but what can we do?
This lady's even more powerful than Word Girl.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Oh, I think I know a man with a plan. And a boy with a ploy.
Oh, is that one of those newfangled gadgets kids are always playing?
A ploy is a trick or a clever way of doing something.
Oh, you mean like when I pretend to be a harmless old lady just so I can fool some sucker I want to rob?
Exactly. That's a ploy you use.
Mm-hmm. We could use one of those right now.
Oh, yeah. But remember, I've got a couple of guys in my back pocket. But we don't have pockets because we're in jail. They don't let you have pockets because it might hold a weapon.
Meanwhile...
Ladder.
Check.
Grappling hook.
Check.
Flashlights.
Check.
Metal file.
Check.
Rock hammer.
Rock hammer. Check.
All right. Are you ready? Okay, sir. I am willing to trade my wife to get all of this cool stuff out of jail. I mean, trade all of this cool stuff to get my wife out of jail. I'm very nervous.
I'm sorry, sir, but it doesn't work like that.
Well, it has to work.
Sir, it's not going to work. Now get your stuff and get out of here.
Oh, fine. It's a no-go, honey. Repeat, Operation Trade Cool Stuff is a no-go. I did everything I could.
Oh, shoot. You know, I shouldn't have to encourage you. You're the most dangerous villains in the city. That's right. And you know, if you were all together, there's no way she'd be able to handle you.
Yeah!
And guess what you are right now?
All together!
All together!
Time to show this Miss Power why the rest of this city can't stand you guys! Okay, maybe I could have phrased that a little better.
I defeated her. And now this plan is fine.
Meanwhile...
Robots attack!
What?
Let's go get her! Charge!
Right. Bring it on!
And my little student.
Here to learn another lesson?
Okay, first of all, I'm not your student. The only thing you taught me was how to bully.
I tried to help you.
No, you tried to teach me to use words to hurt people. But that's just wrong. I shouldn't bully anyone. Not even mean, nasty villains. No offense, villains.
None taken.
I have to set an example for others to follow. I wasn't born on this planet, but this is my home now. And if you think you're just going to come down here and take it over, well, you're gonna have to go through me to do it.
Okay.
I think that was a ridiculously horrible speech, and I think your name should be Weak Girl, huh? Huh? Get it? Weak Girl.
Oh, you can be harsh all you want, but it's not going to work. No one here thinks you're funny.
I don't care what they think.
Of course you do. That's where you get all your power.
Oh, you found me out. I'm so weak. Well, except for my speed and strength. Ah!
Going to have to do better than that.
You don't have what it takes to be a superhero.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Ah, that's because you're all lousy villains.
There's the harsh again.
Yeah. Hey, no, they're not. They're actually really tough.
You're just saying that because it's true.
You're too small.
I'll grow.
You're too weak.
I'll get stronger.
You don't have the guts.
I'm here, aren't I? Here's the thing, Miss Power. You don't have any power over me.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, I think you're a loser. I think you're a failure.
Really? Because from where I'm standing, it looks like I'm winning.
No, you're not. You're not. And I'll show you.
Like my new ploy? Huggy taught it to me. Here's how it goes. I don't accept your bullying behavior, and you lose all your power.
You're not going to win, because I always win, and I'm never wrong.
So you're saying that I'm going to be triumphant?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. You're going to be triumphant. Ha!
I think so, too. Know why? Because being triumphant actually means winning!
What? No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does. Wurgle taught me that just last week.
And that's the second ploy Huggy taught me. I got you to admit defeat using the power of words.
And she wasn't even harsh about it.
Yeah, that's showing them.
I'm not losing. I don't lose. If I quit, I don't lose. So there, can't beat me, won't beat me, never.
Yeah! And now, if you'll excuse me, I have a district attorney to bring home.
Yes, you do. See you later, word girl. And I just want to say that we all feel very lucky to have an archenemy like you.
Aw, thanks. Goodbye!
Bye!
We're set then. Let's go on vacation, guys.
Hey, who wants a burger?
Cheeseburger.
Partay!
Flying is invigorating.
All right. Well, here you are, and I guess I should be, going.
I believe this belongs to you.
Where did you find it? Thank you.
And I sew. Well, Mr. Botsford sews. Do you need...
Nah, Huggy will sew it on later.
Listen, I know you're a superhero. And you probably get this all the time. But I just want you to know that I'm extremely proud of you.
Wow, thanks. I'm really sorry I let you down before.
Oh, apology accepted. Oh. You know... You remind me a lot of my own daughter.
Oh, you're,
Oh, well, not the whole costume thing or the superpower thing. More the vigor, the spirit, the spunk, the spark. I hope she grows up to be a lot like you.
Oh, I got something in my eye. Thanks, Mrs. Botsford. That means a lot to me. It means everything to me, Ma, Mrs. Botsford.
Okay. Bye, word girl. Bye, Huggy Muggy.
Honey!
Mom!
Mom!
We saw you on the news, fighting right alongside Word Girl. You were awesome!
Botsford family hug!
Group hug!
That's beautiful. And so, once again, truth, confidence, and family triumph over a villain's ploy. You see, all it takes is a little encouragement, a little vigor, and that bullying behavior loses all its power! Don't be afraid to join us again next time for another thrilling but shorter adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word dangle. Ready to play the bonus round?
Of course.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for dangle. Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
It's definitely number one. In that picture, Huggy is dangling from a tree.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl gargantuan calculator.
Like I need that.
Let me guess, you're a walking calculator.
352 divided by 8 is...
Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like the word banana. Number one, because it sounds kind of funny. Number two, because it feels a little weird. And number three, when you're in spelling bee, you could go on forever and ever going B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. I just like bananas because I say them. Banana-rama-rama-ding-dong. I go all over school saying banana. And my mother says I gone bananas.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what attentive means. That's right. Attentive means to be aware of what is happening around you. Congratulations, Huggy! Attentive. Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!